You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. John and Gordy in the afternoon.
It's John and Gordy Playground Sandbox of information.
It's the extravaganza.
It is.
It's the hullabaloo. It's the shindig for a Friday afternoon. Looking forward to the weekend. Big Bears-Packers game tomorrow down at Soldier Field in Chicago. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be crazy. And it's an evening game. Well, Saturday night game on Amazon Prime.
I tell you what, it sounds like the perfect weather for a Packer game.
Well, right.
I mean, you know, that's what they usually play well under.
Right. But in Chicago, so you got that swirling wind in Soldier Field right on the lake there.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. Should be a good game either way.
Well,
okay.
The big news, I think, that we are aware of is that the House had passed the ACA's tax credit.
Right.
And it's been so long since we actually talked about it.
You forgot
trying to put all the stuff together.
They always say this. Well, the Senate's not going to pass it.
Right. There's pressure on the senators to do something about it.
I know there is, but they said, well, we're going to have to tweak it. They never just pass it right through.
Yeah.
They got to get their 2 cents in.
And I guess Derek Van Orden had actually voted.
Oh, really?
To pass this thing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
He's feeling the heat in his district in his reelection campaign.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
But we will certainly see what happens with that.
Okay.
Do you have something? Did you want to get to something?
Let's see. Hang on a second. I've got this AI story. I've been kicking around here for a couple of days. You want to hear a bizarre... This is really nuts.
Festering inside you. Yes. And I know you got to get this out.
I've been carrying this around.
It's a burden. So
listen to this. You know how everybody's concerned about AI. You know, it's going to take over. It's going to mess everything. Yeah. Well, here's something that's already messed up. Listen to this.
Okay.
This is from a Utah police department. Their implementation of AI resulted in a police report erroneously stating that an officer had been transformed into a frog.
Wow.
Now, how did this happen? Yeah, the Heber City Police Department began using AI programs. They're called Draft 1 and Code 4. I don't know what that means, but they did this in December. It automatically generates reports from body camera footage. So the AI is monitoring the body camera footage and the audio. Well, the mix-up occurred when the AI picked up a movie that was playing in the background somehow on one of the officers' AI, connected body cameras. And the movie was Princess and the Frog. And a spokesman for the Heber City Police Department in Utah explained the incident reinforces the need for careful review of AI-generated reports.
You think, maybe.
He said the department plans to continue using the AI tools, but with increased supervision. So they got a report.
You gotta have some
the
of
police,
supervision.
Policeman had turned into a frog. Thank you, AI. Great.
Well,
they're still tweaking it, you know?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, unless you want to listen to movies all the time. But I'll tell you what, why don't we get into that kind of is a great introduction to Idiocracy.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hit it.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lingering.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, dumb all the time, you know.
What do we have in Idiocracy Files today?
I just want to remind everybody that I put all of this together. starting Monday. So
right.
A lot of the stuff we haven't been able to get to because of other stories. But yep. I do want to kind of clear the plate a little bit here. Just get rid of them. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
So if you've heard of this story before, okay, I got it. But we're going to play it anyway. It's Representative Byron Donalds. He's a Republican. He proves he doesn't know anything about health care or the system in place or the one that used to be in place before the ACA. Get this, 73% of Americans disapprove of the congressional Democrats. Why? I don't know. Democrats think following crazy things like polls and all that stuff is the way to go instead of actually, you know, putting their ideas on paper and standing by them.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, let's listen to this cut here. This is Byron Donalds on health care.
Okay.
Oh, it's cut 14. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got to kind of tell them the cuts that I'm playing here. All right.
Big D Democrats. Now they want to be democratic socialists, which is basically communism. That's not going to work if you're trying to get the American people to put the reins of power in your hand. Now, I will also say, as a Republican, we have a lot of work to do around health care. It's not just about subsidies. Obamacare has to be completely overhauled top to bottom. Republicans, we have a responsibility to do that while also fixing the health care system more broadly, making sure that we're not subsidizing insurance companies. Let's put that money in the hands of the American people. Let them decide where their dollars go. Make sure they have more choices and more opportunity when it comes to health care. But if you listen to Democrats, they don't want more options for the American people. They want to move to single payer health care. That's the antithesis of choice and options. That's going to drive everybody into one governmental system. And please, somebody tell me the last time a one-size-fits-all governmental system worked for the American people.
Yikes. There's so much in that.
Okay.
Well, you could ask all the other industrialized countries how that single-payer system has worked for them.
Yeah, seems to be working okay for them.
Seems good. And plus, giving choices to people about health care when, in fact, if you had a universal health care coverage plan for the entire country, you have options. You have choices. You can go to the doctor. You can get treated. I don't know what the options are other than that, you know, getting a treatment for something that you have, right? What are the other options?
Yep.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know anything about healthcare, obviously, and it drives me crazy.
Also,
these guys in charge.
Yeah.
Have either of you, I know I haven't, have either of you met a single person who enjoys, quote unquote, shopping for healthcare?
Exactly.
No.
It is a hellish process.
Right. Yeah. It's not easy.
And what you're doing is you're shopping for insurance.
Right.
And it's a nightmare, and they put us through that each and every year. They give us like 15 days or, you know, a couple of weeks, something like that. Now it's ridiculous. And then you can't sign up for the rest of the year. Isn't that crazy?
By the way, U.S. is experiencing its worst severe flu season in decades.
Yeah.
Approximately 11 million Americans have contracted the flu this season. 120,000 hospitalizations and 5,000 deaths, including 9 children.
A lot of people aren't getting the vaccinations because they've heard conflicting reports, especially from RFK Jr.
Yeah. There's a lot of confusion.
And it's
that
so
he's
funny because,
up.
You know, he does this stuff. He makes vaccines seem like they don't work or that you shouldn't get them or they cause autism or whatever it is. Instead, what he's doing is he's making people less confident in the U.S. healthcare system than trying to improve it or return that confidence to our healthcare system.
Yeah.
So no one really has confidence in the system anymore because they have the new vaccination plan for children, right? They're doing Denmark's plan. So they're taking some out that are required in this country. So now all the states, believe it or not, are saying, no, we're not going to go with the federal plan. we're gonna stay with the old plan that the federal government had. So that's, I don't know.
Now, I heard, is it true there's a combo flu COVID shot now?
I don't know.
I think that's out, but I'm not sure if that's...
That sounds awful.
Well, you can get one shot, takes care of both.
Well, it doesn't sound like a good plan.
No.
I mean, maybe it is a good plan for everybody else, but when you're a senior, you get a double shot.
Yes. You're right.
In one injection, you get a double dose of the flu vaccine.
Ah.
Okay. And then you really feel bad. So you don't want to get the COVID shot and the double flu vaccine at the same time. It's just a little advice. Don't do it.
Okay. All right. We appreciate that advice.
Had a graphic picture there of...
They turned me into a frog on this picture. Thank you for that.
How did that
I don't know. Somebody... From Cam in Appleton, who's got too much time on his hands, apparently. Let's go back to the, but it's pretty funny. Thank you, Cam, for that. Susan in McFarland is on the line here. Good afternoon, Susan.
Hi, good afternoon. It's interesting. I had a conversation with a woman who was looking for a chairlift. And my husband, before he passed, used one. So I was going to give it to her. But anyway, we got in the conversation about her accent was British, and she said, I am trying to go through the gauntlet with healthcare here in the United States because her husband has Parkinson's, and so she's just trying to figure out how she can get the best kind of care for him, as well as the fact that because in England they have universal healthcare. So she said her mom had great health care before she passed. But here, I said, well, welcome to America.
Yeah,
right.
No one wants the system. No one wants it. How do you know
it? It's the worst system in the world.
Somebody from another country is trying to navigate this system, and we can't even do it ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Susan.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah, it's crazy. It really is.
855-752-4842.
We have heard, people have said, my brother brought this up during Christmas. I mentioned the story previously, but he brought it up and he said, I got all these friends in Canada and they're coming down to the U.S. because they have waiting lines in Canada.
Okay.
And I said, well, I know we have waiting lines here in this country.
Yes.
I've tried to at least set a few appointments up, and they're about a half a year away.
It seems like, yeah.
So anyway, it was kind of crazy. I told him, I said, do you think these guys may have all the money in the world, and they can come down here and get some of the specialty doctors to take them in really quick?
Right.
And that's what I think he's actually referring to, because, of course, they don't have medical bankruptcies in Canada, which is huge.
Right.
So we don't want anybody else to suffer as we are suffering in this country. This is outrageous. And again, I get upset when I think about it, but the Democrats have not in any way, shape, or form brought universal health care up. In fact, they haven't brought anything up. They haven't brought up debating the issue of the ACA tax cuts.
Right.
I mean, this happened right out of the clear blue sky. They passed this thing. They got it done. But they haven't talked about it at all.
Yeah.
So they're not even talking about universal health care and pushing that. The Republicans already have said this 1,000 times. The whole plan by the Democrats is to go to a single-payer system. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's make that an affirmative, please.
Yeah.
Let's do
need
it.
To
yes.
have that.
It's true. We
yes.
want a universal health care plan for this country.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's so the Democrats seem to be obsessed with fighting back against Trump on all of these issues that just every day, every week, get
hard to concentrate.
A fire hose of issues.
Here's my question, though. Is being turned into a frog a pre-existing condition?
We'll have to ponder that one. Aaron, we're back with more of John and Gordy in the afternoon. More of your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
In the history of radio, since the days of Marconi, listeners have called radio stations and have had conversations with a so-called screener who instructs prospective callers on the proper etiquette when calling a radio station. No foul language, no ethnic slurs, but most importantly, do not ever, ever say the following, as I was telling your screener. The radio host already knows that the so-called screener has been engaged in conversation with the prospective caller. It is assumed that the listener has, quote, told the screener something. That something being the information to be relayed to the radio host on the air. It is assumed that the listener would have the common sense to assume that the host is aware that the screener has had a conversation with the listener, presumably about what the listener was about to convey to the host.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
The whole thing has been a huge waste of time, and that you can't spell assume without ass, and furthermore, I hate you and your ass face. Thank you.
Okay. Get it?
Wow.
Got it?
Well, that okay. is, it's good to know that.
You're so crabby.
And be reminded of every once in a while.
Okay. Yeah. We do have some calls lined up here, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Sherry. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Hi. Well, my friends refer to me as an old hippie. I went through the Vietnam War. I went through all the protesting. I was at Kent State. And it just scares me to death what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I saw a friend being shot down. And it was a time of craziness that I never thought would come around again. I've lived my life. I finally put it behind me. But this is just so scary. I'm scared. I'm single and alone. I'm not trying to get a date or anything. I'm just single and alone. But all of the tension and the fear is here because this government is trying to take over more than ever before or in my life.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, you said you were at Kent State and you saw the four get shot and killed?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And when that happened yesterday, I mean, I sat in my chair and I cried because I remember what happened. And that woman did not deserve, and they're going to twist it and turn it, and that jackass, J.D. Vance, and well, all of them, you know, they're going to twist it and make it look like it was her fault. It was not her fault. It was not her fault. I know where she is, because you know what? When I was at Kent State, I tried to run away, and I just barely missed a shot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Barely.
Frightening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Sherry.
I love you guys. You give me hope with what you do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate that. Okay.
All right. Well, I think Sherry brings up a really good point for both of us, actually. We've gone through a lot of these protests. We went through that whole very upheaval mm-hmm. in the 60s and 70s, and we thought, well, we set the record straight. I mean, we've improved society. We've given women the right to vote, obviously.
Seemed like we made a lot of civil movement. Rights progress, yes.
Yeah, I mean, everything. Right. You know, there's a sexual revolution. Yeah. It was all there, and we participated, we protested, we saw it all happen, and now we're seeing it all being repealed.
Yeah.
This is like them getting back at us, because we won then, now they're going to take it all back today.
Mm-hmm. I was at a protest in, I think, 72 in Boston on Commonwealth Avenue there, mm-hmm. and it was a big protest. All the students were out there, and it was well organized. It was peaceful until the cops showed up on horses and started beating people over the head with the, you know, police batons.
Sure.
Just
sure.
coming right through the crowd.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you know, and just pushing
like,
everybody
like
away.
They needed people to leave, right?
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, they needed people to leave.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And, this is our excuse to beat you guys up.
So,
but yeah, it was tough in those days. And boy, appreciate that story.
Yeah,
very unusual stuff.
Yeah, thank you to Sherry for sharing that.
But we're all going through this right now. We're all trying to figure out what's going to happen next. You know, we've got 3 years of this administration, and each month, every day, they're promising to do something else.
Well, in that shooting, you know, the same day in Minneapolis, there was action, ICE action going into the high school there, one of the high schools.
I'm surprised it hasn't got a lot of press because that was grotesque.
Yeah.
I watched videos on that.
Right.
I didn't see that. What is that?
Well, the ICE agents just a few miles away went into a high school.
Three miles away from the shooting.
During a break. And they got in the building, and the people poured onto that. Students poured onto the building,
there
school.
Was tear gas involved. They were
and the,
going
and
after
the police
some of
the were
school tear gassing
all the students and the administrators. They were piling on.
Good Lord.
It was an absolute chaos.
What is happening?
And then there was a shooting. There were two that were shot in Portland yesterday.
Yep. Even
and
more.
Now they thankfully have survived. You know, it's
like
just
to know the story in there. We really haven't
just,
looked that up.
Yeah, it's I haven't heard much of the details about the Portland.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
So this just continues on, and they're promising to do more of this. And then now we heard Trump promise that he's going to rebuild Venezuela. Can you believe?
Yeah.
We're trying to do that here in this country. I hate to remind him, but I think he's diverted his attention internationally. He really wants international recognition.
Well, and then he mentioned yesterday, or maybe it was earlier today, he wants to go into Mexico, get boots on the ground,
That's right.
After the drug cartels.
Yeah.
You know, go in.
Yes.
Invade.
Cam sent us a text here. He said, you guys probably already talked about it, but the point of view video from the ICE agent that murdered Renee leaked. We saw part of that. We did talk about that.
Right.
But he also mentioned here, at the end of the video, it's super quiet, but the ICE agent says effing bitch after shooting her.
Yep.
So, you heard that on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Because we just watched it in the back studio there.
Right. It's right after the noise of the phone dropping.
Yeah.
What was the comment that she made to the phone?
She said, making eye contact, I'm not mad at you.
Right. I'm not mad at you. And she was smiling. She was moving her car, trying to get out of the way. Like they had asked
I think
her to
this
do.
Last video does it. I think it kind of wraps this whole thing up. We know what really happened now.
News is next. Back with more of John and Gordy.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon. And we've got snow probably on the way for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just in time to travel to Chicago to see the Packers and Bears play.
Right. Yeah, and it's going to be cold and windy down there, but they're not calling for snow for some reason down in Chicago. It looks like most of that's going to stay to the north.
Right.
Yeah. So, but if you're traveling, just check your local listings, okay?
Or brush some of the snow off the top of your car in their parking lot down there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shall we head to the phones? We have Cindy on the line here from Appleton. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Hello. I just wanted to say that this warmongering moron who is not in charge with all of his ideas about taking over Venezuela and now talking about going into Mexico, I seriously think all this chaos is going to open us up for another 9/11, except that this will be a 9/11 on steroids.
There's a lot of fear out there now, and I hear you, you know.
Yeah, when we start meddling in other countries' business, these things start happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Cindy. Yep. Appreciate that.
Now I've got a horror story here. The following horror story is a pregnant woman, working woman, who can't afford insurance, and if she did, wouldn't qualify for insurance covering the cost of delivering her baby. And that's what insurance in this country is all about. Now,
right.
You know, you hear these stories, all the different stories constantly. Financial News reporter Andrew Lockenauth, he said this, it's not only health insurance. In the past 5 years, my auto insurance went up 70%. No accidents. Home insurance is up 80%. No claims of property taxes are up 40%. Insurance companies are recording record profits. It's a scam. They're really getting away with a lot as far as insurance rates going through the roof.
Right. Well, you know, with car insurance, you got to be careful and check every year or every once in a while, because you can get some better rates, especially if you haven't had any accidents or haven't had any claims.
I did all the hard work for everybody out there.
There you go.
You know,
did you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we got the space car.
Right.
And I had to get insurance again. Now, you know,
sure.
I had to add a vehicle. But when they added the vehicle, it turned out that the insurance was just insurmountable. I couldn't pay that much a year. So I shopped around, and I had Geico, which was just way over the top. So I went back to the old, and that is Liberty.
Oh, Liberty.
Yeah. And with Geico, it's all done online, and they don't talk to you, and you can't talk to any person, any individual personally on this stuff. But Liberty had somebody. They walked me through it. They even corrected me. I thought that I would put on about 9,000 miles a year on one of the vehicles.
Yeah.
And she said, no, that's incorrect. You'd put on about 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I thought, well, okay.
Yeah.
And she said, we have a special rate for cars like that. And I got very low car insurance through Liberty.
Yeah.
Even though they advertise a lot. I know they're spending a lot of money on it. But I got an incredible rate.
Yeah.
And all you have to do, the thing is, they do give you a reduced rate if you don't put that many miles on a certain vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just, you know, if you have two vehicles, one car you take to work all the time, and you put on a lot of miles, well, that car, of course, it will be normally insured the way it is insured. But then if you have one that you don't use very often, you can get a lower rate on that. So
yeah,
your insurance is reduced.
I had Progressive for a long time, for 4 or 5 years, and then, you know, I had to move. And I wanted to get different kind of, I wanted to get a little better renter's insurance because I have some more stuff and, you know, and so I started checking around a little bit and then I went back to Progressive and Progressive said, oh, well, you know, we haven't really updated your policy for like 3 years and they got me an even better rate, including more renter's insurance. I mean, they bundled it together and gave me all kinds of, you know, said, well, you've had no accidents and, you know, everything is looking good. So yeah, it's a good idea to check once in a while.
Well, yeah, maybe we just have to go back and renegotiate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what we have to do every year with the ACA, because the policy that you had the year before is usually much more expensive and has changed.
Yeah.
So you go back on there and you get another deal that you kind of had before, and you pay less.
Let's go back to the phones. Linda has been waiting a while here from Middleton. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Doing all right. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm up on the top of the square, or up on the Capitol Square, waiting for this event to start. And there's a bunch of people here. Hey, say hi to John and Gordy.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good.
So people are gathering for a protest, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a memorial, stop ICE, and remembering Ms. Good, and we're just, you know, I think it's a memorial, too.
Okay.
That's great. That's
no
great
ICE,
to hear.
No KKK, no fascist USA.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of the whole theme.
And people are gathering at the Capitol and ready to get underway, I guess.
It starts really soon, about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's quite a few news people here.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to people, and it looks like several news stations are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be a crowd. You should all come up here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can walk right up there. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, we're only a block away. Yeah. So when we wrap things up here, we'll
take
join
a walk
you
up there. All right, Linda.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for reporting in.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks for calling us and reminding us. Right. We appreciate it.
Yes.
855-752-4842. Okay.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Sounds like they're already starting to gather there and get a good crowd this evening.
All right. Let's talk about the economy here. On MS Now, Stephanie Ruhl spoke with Justin Wolfers about stock growth in the U.S. It's exactly what you think. So this is Cut 18. Let's listen to Cut 18.
He says, how is it that this pro-growth agenda isn't turning into higher payrolls or bigger raises? What does that mean for us?
So this is where he's taking seriously the idea that maybe the economy is growing well, but people aren't getting jobs. I wonder actually whether the economy is actually growing well. These are early indications from the data. It's very tempting to say that that's what's happening, that output growth is strong, and that's maybe AI and productivity, but these data are just too noisy to make much of it. One thing I really want to come back to is we keep talking about what's happening with the S&P and the market. And this, I think, reflects too much the economic literacy of many in the media. It turns out global markets, the world stock market, excluding the US, has risen by 30% over the past year. If America's had a fantastic year, how much do you reckon we have grown if the rest of the world grew 30%? Well, in fact, we've grown 18%. We've underperformed the global market by 12%. If you look at what's happening around the world, American stocks have risen by less than almost any other leading country. It's been a miserable year for the American investor, if you know enough to compare them to other investors.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, again, you know, the stock market is not something you should follow if you're trying to diagnose what's going on in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
A little warning.
Right?
A little disclaimer.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. Should we get to a story here on Sean Duffy?
What's up with him?
He told a story I thought was just amazing. This doesn't work out for a lot of people. It worked out for Duffy, though. One of the MAGA politicians caught up in the Republican job creation business by pushing far-right dogma. Now, I've said this over and over. The right wing has its own job creation system.
Mm.
You get into it, they give you talk shows, they put you in institutes. they give you all these different jobs, and it pays pretty damn well.
Mm.
So anyway, you got to hear the story from Sean Duffy about how he grew his family. All right, and this is his advice to Americans. So let's listen to cut two. Number two.
We didn't have any money when we started. And every baby that would come would kind of stress me out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got another baby coming. I got to be the one who supports, and Rachel wasn't working. And we just had faith that's it. Something was going to happen, that we were going to be able to pay for the babies that we were having. And every single time, what's the Spanish phrase that...
So we believe in Providence, and it's true, but there's a Spanish saying that says every little baby is born with a loaf of bread under their arms. And it's absolutely true. I feel like
every single time something would happen where we were able to have enough money to pay for each additional child. And again, we have nine.
And my mom thought I was overweight. It was actually a loaf of bread, Mom. You know, we're just delivering bread. God, it's just so weird. So it worked out for them, right? I mean, she's working at Fox. She's got a job with the administration.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept popping babies out, you know? And,
okay.
And they didn't really have any kind of job. I remember that they were pretty hard up for money at one time.
Mm.
So
wow.
Yeah. And everything turned out well for them. So just keep having babies, and for some reason, it'll work out.
Really?
You know, I've heard from Republicans all these years, stop having babies. You can't afford them. Why are you having babies?
Okay. Have you heard this weird story about NASA is going to bring the astronauts back sooner than they were expected to.
Yes, is it because somebody's ill? Or?
Yeah, somebody's ill, and they won't say who because of medical privacy laws, you know. But they're going to bring back four of the astronauts from the International Space Station due to a medical concern with one of the Crew 11 astronauts, this group of Crew 11, they call them. And nobody really knows why, because they can't say why because of medical privacy laws.
Exactly, yes.
But they've never had to, in the 25 years of the International Space Station, they've never had to do this kind of thing before.
Saw a story on this, and they considered an incredible big thumbs up for the program
Safety.
For having, you know, gone through the screening process, so, you know, they avoid situations like that.
Right.
They do have a craft width, I guess, this that you can just, you know, break off and go to the Earth.
I think you need
to come back.
Maybe in an emergency. But, they have to...
Spacecraft of some sort.
Well, I don't
know. It's probably a Hyundai. And
you think so?
It's my space car.
Looks similar
to your
space
car. Space car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But it must not be, I think it's going to take a few days before they actually get the chance to come back to Earth.
But it's kind of a cool story.
Well, hopefully the person is going to be okay.
Remember there was they were talking about, you know, being stranded on the shuttle, right?
Mm.
They couldn't get off. They were stranded there. Why did Biden keep them stranded? And they could leave at any time. there's an extra vehicle attached to that that brings them back.
An emergency pod of some kind.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Space. The final frontier. Okay.
You know, we had a big party here, big holiday party.
I know, it's kind of winding down, and now they're packing up the...
Not just winding down, they took all the food.
Did they? I thought they were going to wait until we were done with the show.
No, it's all.
They
it's
took
gone.
It all?
Well, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
I think it was mostly gone anyway, from what I saw when I was last out there.
Oh, that's good. Really? Well, we're just going to walk up to the Capitol.
Okay, that's right. Well, but we still have a few minutes to go if you want to jump in on the last segment here. 855-752-4842. Coming back with more of John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy. As we try to rock in what used to be a free country.
Yeah. Just a few more minutes for tonight's show. Pete Schwabe is next with Nightlight. And still got time for a call or two if you want to get in. 855-752-4842. Rocker's in the studio here. He was here. We had a holiday party outside the studios watching everybody eat.
He ate all the pulled pork. That's Rocker, the guy right there.
Why did you wouldn't let anybody else have it?
No, he stood in front of it.
There.
You know, I think you guys are mistaken that for the turkey.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. There's a mound of turkey and a giant salad.
Yeah.
And
you're right. You were standing in front of the turkey.
That's right.
I got them both mixed up there.
That's right.
Yeah. Was the turkey still hot?
It was really good. Turkey sandwiches. It's Lazy Oaf, you know, the upstairs downstairs deli.
Oh, that's right. Same.
I don't know if you guys remember, but the upstairs downstairs deli, they used to be right here where Noodles is on State Street, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Then they moved out to Highway 51 into their restaurant, the Lazy Oaf, and the upstairs downstairs became their catering. Top shelf, man.
Yeah.
Really good.
I like good. Lazy Oaf. I've been there a number of times now that I live on the east side there. It's great. Yeah, man. Good stuff. So we're watching a lot of people walk up to the Capitol because there's a protest or a memorial or maybe a combination
of
both.
It's a combination of both.
For Renee Good. And so that starts at 5 o'clock, just a few minutes. But apparently there's already a pretty good crowd, and we're watching a few more people head up that way. So
a lot of signs. Yeah. Everybody's carrying signs.
Yeah, we may head there right after
we're heading up
things up here.
So. You got an invite, so what the heck, you know?
And, Bears-Packers this weekend, right?
You know, and tonight I'm here because we're recording Max Inc. Radio.
For tomorrow.
Because
during the game.
You want to watch the game.
You know, they keep popping these Packer games on Saturdays right during our show, Max Inc. Radio.
Well,
but we have a double dip of live music coming up tomorrow night. We have Katie Scullin premiering new music, playing some of her new music with Dane DeMattia. We'll be playing along with her. And then Shawn Michael Dargan Trio. They're going to be in here. Recording. We're going to have the drum set, full band. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, it'll play during the Packer game tomorrow. So if for some odd reason you're an Atlanta Falcons fan or maybe you're not a Bears fan. I don't know what you are. But if you're not watching that game, tune into Max Inc. Radio, right?
Maybe, people will turn on the TV broadcast and mute it for baseball and put on the radio. Maybe you can watch the Packer game and mute it and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Now, this guy's cooking.
I think they say
he's cooking with gas.
Why not? I like it.
What a great idea.
You set up the whole drum set in here? Or is it outside?
We put it right outside the window.
Okay.
You're right? So it makes it real clear recording.
Okay.
So it's great, yeah.
Okay.
Whole drum set.
Very good. Well, it's good to see you again, Rocker.
And, thanks, guys. Appreciate it,
have a good
man.
Weekend, and go Packers. Okay.
Yeah.
We have one final story here, a couple of stories to wind things up.
Pro-democracy podcaster Adam Mockler settles the whining about MAGAs being called Nazis and Hitler. Let's listen to Cut 89 here real quick.
We have it?
Is that it? Okay.
Here we go.
He did that. He did say that.
There you go. Okay.
A quick little debate right there on Jubilee, which I keep reminding myself. I really like Jubilee. I don't care what my kids tell me. You know, they're both Gen Zers, and they hate Jubilee for some reason.
Right.
I like the debate.
They have interesting debates
like
it's
that
rapid
one.
Fire.
It is very fast. I think that's what they don't like about it. It's
I think quick. That's why I don't like it all that much, but I have to put everything back. I have to rewind it and go in slow motion.
Yeah.
And stop it every
you
once in a while.
You know what? You can set
think
the speed on YouTube.
Yeah, there you
so,
can. It's a good idea.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
They have a time limit. Each one of these people that debate the other individual, they have a time limit. They can only get their ideas out for just
so
a short amount of time. That's why it's so quick-paced.
Okay.
So just to give them an excuse, all right?
Right.
Like they need one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty well versed over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you looking? You know, every once in a while you look over my shoulder.
I'm not used to seeing all these people wandering around. You know, I'm a little concerned.
I know. It's usually no one's here at all.
I don't know most of them. We should have had
a lot
name
more
tags.
Action.
We should have had name tags.
Don't say that.
Hello,
I mean,
my name.
That's management out there, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the lazy oaf. They're coming to pick up the food.
Is it really? Oh, wow.
It is the lazy oaf.
Okay. That's the lazy oaf, guys.
They did a great job. Man, all that, everything was great.
It's good. You know, I guess I flipped. Here's the thing. I thought they were management. So, okay. I'm just kidding.
The shadowy figures that you never see. I think we know what they all look like at this point.
All right. Okay. Do you know who's next on Pete Schwab's show? Do we have any idea? No idea. All right. Well, but tune in anyway. I'm sure it's great. Friday night, doesn't he usually have Terry Barr?
Terry Barr will be doing Bar Band Friday nights.
I believe
she comes on at 7:30.
Okay.
That sounds correct.
All right.
You know, this is our big holiday party, and Catherine, our program director, walked around, and she passed out all these envelopes, and we thought, wow, this is fantastic. Holiday party.
Is it a bonus?
It was her W-4s.
Fake out, yeah.
How lucky could we get?
Kind of the opposite. Like, hey, here's your tax information.
Yeah, here's your taxes. Okay. Hey, that's it for us. Schwab is next with Nightlight. We hope you have a great weekend. Join us Monday afternoon from 2 to 5.
Yeah.
So long.
We're going to go up to the Capitol.
See yeah,
you.
We'll see you there.
As we were saying.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.